Welcome all of you. This is our first, we could call it a little seminar on the Namashtakam, the eight verses written by Srila Rupa Goswami about chanting the holy name. These eight verses, as we have said, are telling us about the glories of the holy name, but also about the proper inner attitude and the method of chanting the holy name. I want to now chant it in Sanskrit first, in a melody called Vasanta Malika, a feminine name which denotes a spring jasmine. A jasmine is a very nice flower, which is white. It's Europe we have its sister, the gardenia. You have smelled? They're very, very beautiful. In India you have also night blooming jasmines. They blossom in the night, and they have almost maddening effect. I have been in India and have seen in the night how there were like five cobras around the night blooming jasmine at the bottom, and they were smelling the fragrance of this flower. They were kept there. They could not move even for 1 meter. I have seen from the outside. I didn't go very close. Yes. So, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunyavi Adi Radha Madhava Kunyavi Adi Radha Madhava Kunyavi Adi Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallava Kiri Varadari Pidana Vallava Gopidana Vallava Girivaradhari Gopidana Vallava Girivaradhari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamunatida Vanachari Yamunatida Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bo. Srila Rupa Goswami was known amongst the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the acharya who was teaching the rasa or the nectar of chanting the holy name. In the first verse of his Namastakam, he chanted in the Vasanta Malika a beautiful glorification of the Lord. I want to chant it with you, and so let me chant it one time alone. Nikila Shruti Muliratnamala Yuti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ayi mukter kuler upasyamanang paritas tvam harinama sangshayami. Nikila shruti muliratnamala dyuti nirajita para pankajanta. Ayi mukta kuler upasyamanam paritas tvam harinama sangshayami. Nikila shruti, everyone, Nikila shruti muliratnamala dyuti nirajita pada pankajanta. Ayi mukta kulerupasyamanang paritas tvam harinama sangshayami. O merciful holy name, O Lord, the toenails of whose lotus feet are offered worship in the form of the Upanishads, which are like a jeweled necklace forming the crown of the Vedas. I take complete shelter of you, the Lord, worshipable by hosts of liberated saints. So here we have a wonderful description of Krishna, the holy name. Have you noted that he opens the verse by saying, your lotus toes are worshipped by the Upanishads. The holy name has feet and toes? Yes, because the holy name is none different from Krishna. So therefore, indicating this, the poet has said, there are lotus feet which you have. It means he's worshipping the holy name completely as a person, as identical with Krishna. And he says, not only I am worshipping, but the Vedic scriptures, they have the topmost scriptures, the Upanishads, they perform aratik to you. When a very respectable person enters into an assembly, then he's greeted at the entrance and an aratik ceremony is performed. So here we have the image that Krishna's holy name is performed, is receiving an aratik ceremony with a lamp, Baladev Vidya Bhushana explains, which has 10 lights. Have you seen an aratik ceremony performed here at the camp? You see the priest taking a lamp and offering it in circles to the deities. Huh? So this is the image. The holy name is there in the topmost planetary system, Lord Brahma, and he's received by the Vedas, the Vedic scriptures, and he is getting an aratik ceremony to welcome him. A beautiful, beautiful image. Imagine someone very worshipable would enter. Let us say Prabhupada would come through the door. We would get up and a priest would come and offer him an aratik. So the holy name is worshipped like this by the Vedic scriptures. What is the characteristic of the holy name? Well, the eternally liberated souls glorify the name by chanting hymns like the Samaveda or by chanting the holy name constantly. Why are liberated souls, souls like Narada Muni, souls like the greatest and best of yogis, worshipping the holy name? It is because there is so much rasa, so much nectar in coming closer to Krishna. And if you chant the holy name, you are right there in Krishna's association. We will practice this in a little time and so on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the two syllables, Hari, are the source of all rasa, of all nectar. Do you want to make an experiment, Ananda Gopal? Please say Hari.
Hari.
Hari. You are a little shy. This is the best thing to say. Hari.
Hari.
Yes. If you already you smile, I have noted Ananda Gopal was not smiling before. Now he smiles. This is because there is so much nectar in the two syllables Ha and Ri. even also you looked very serious, but now there is something in there. We hear about when Lord Chaitanya had appeared, that the foreign rulers who were ruling India at that time heard always the devotees chanting Hari Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol, and then they came to report to the Qazi. They are chanting Hari 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 Hari. The Qazi says, "That's all right that the Hindus do it, but why do you do it?" And that was a good question. It was because there's some happiness in it. There is some nectar in the two syllables Har and Ri. No? So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that's why even liberated souls who want to taste nectar, what to speak of conditioned souls, are chanting these two syllables Hari or the holy name. And the Vedas, which talk about the highest fulfillment of the human being, say, well, the highest is the holy name. Let us offer him an aratik. Wonderful, no? Yes. I would like to read something about how even liberated souls are, without any interruption, liking to chant the holy names of Krishna. There is a quotation from the Srimad Bhagavatam that the gopis, when Krishna disappeared from them, looked for him throughout the Vrindavan forest like a band of mad women. They were singing loudly Krishna's holy name. They even asked the trees about Krishna, who as the super soul is present within and outside of all created things, just like the sky. There's another quotation. Prabhupada writes about this in the Krishna book. He said, "All the gopis, including Radharani, began to proceed further into the forest until they could no longer see even the moonlight. When they saw that it was getting gradually darker, they stopped. Their minds and intelligence became absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. They all imitated the activities of Krishna and his speeches. Due to their hearts and souls being completely given to Krishna, they began to chant his glories, completely forgetting their family interests. In this way, all the gopis assembled together on the bank of the Yamuna," see, that Krishna had just left them, "and expecting that Krishna must return to them, they simply engaged in the chanting of the glories of Sri Krishna." Let us sing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You can see, these are liberated souls, the gopis and Radharani especially. They also chant Hare Krishna. It's not that something which you do while you only stay here in the material world and you chant this mantra to reach perfection. No, also those who have reached perfection, who are with Krishna directly, they chant the holy names. There's another quotation from the Bhagavatam which says, "The ladies of Braja, who were so attached to Krishna, felt extremely agitated when they thought about the separation from him. They forgot all shame and loudly cried out, O Govinda!
O
Govinda!
O Damodar!
O Madhava!
O Madhava!
Govinda Madhaveti! Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Everybody. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. This is a favorite activity in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. When Parashuramuni described the Rasa dance in the Vishnu Purana, he says, Krishna sang about the autumn moon and its light upon the lotus ponds. Oh, beautiful autumn moon, you shine on the pond where the lotus grows. I guess he definitely sang much more beautiful. And the gopis responded by simply singing Krishna's name over and over again. When Krishna sang various songs, the gopis doubled their effort and congratulated him, and then chanted very loudly, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Yeah, you understood. This is a lot about Krishna's holy name. So we might as well sing and chant it. So this chanting of Krishna's holy name is the safe process for everyone to reach success in their life. O King, says Shukadev Goswami, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied, by dint of transcendental knowledge. Huh? So all can reach perfection in chanting. Those who are free from material desires, they don't want anything, no car, no houses, no partners, no nice dental operation, nothing. And then it is also for those who want all kinds of material enjoyment. They may want a Rolex, or they want to be a very, very successful tennis player, and so on. Also, they can chant and reach perfection. And also, those who are deeply satisfied within themselves. Anandini, are you deeply satisfied within yourself? Sometimes, maybe, no? But not all the time. So there are people who are from morning till evening, throughout the night and the next day, absolutely satisfied within themselves, without what's up. Yes, this is possible. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us further encouragement. I think you are in one of the three categories. Either you are a liberated soul, or you are full of material desires, or you are already fully satisfied. Huh? He says, it is understood that in this Bhagavatam, bhakti is described. Amongst all all the angas of bhakti, that means everything you can do in bhakti. The question is, which is defined as the chief one? Standing out like an emperor, a czar, exerting power everywhere. This verse says very clearly, amongst everything you can do in bhakti, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna are the three main items. Can we hear this again? What are the three main items? Hearing about Krishna, chanting, and remembering Krishna. Wonderful. Now the question, now amongst all the three, what do you think is the main? Hearing, says someone. Chanting, says another one. Another one? No. It is said, yes, chanting is the best. But in chanting, you can chant various things. You can chant about Krishna's name. You can chant about his qualities, like his merciful nature. And you can also chant about his pastimes. Now, among these, Anukirtan, or chanting of his name according to one's own bhakti, is best. Anukirtan also means continuous chanting. This is now very important. You should not just chant because others chant. You should not just chant because that is done. You should chant because it is your relationship with Krishna that you celebrate. Like a person may have a son, let us say Madhva Muni is here. Madhva Muni is here, yes. And no, he's on the internet. But theoretically, he is here. So he has a son called Shriji. No, from morning till evening, he goes, Shriji this, Shriji that. If Shriji is near, if he doesn't play somewhere where he is out of reach of fatherly concern. So a devotee of Krishna loves, why is the father chanting the name of his son? Because he loves him. You again and again say what you love, at least if you are a normal person. There are some people who say also what they hate a lot, but these are not normal people. If you are a devotee of Krishna, you should chant that name of Krishna, which you have a special relationship to. Krishna, some devotees, they always say Madhava when they talk about Krishna. They think of Madhava because Madhava is the Lord who's fresh like the spring. Others chant Gopinath, and others chant Gopal. The great devotees always single out one name of Krishna because they want to attain that form of Krishna. We chant Krishna's name because there is a very interesting verse in the Hari Bhakti Vilas which says, I think it's quoted there, it says, Arjuna, of all the names which I have, I like one name most, and that is Krishna. Krishna likes to be called by the name Krishna. So, Anukirtam also means continuous chanting. Vishwanath says, this is not only my conclusion, this has been concluded Nirnitam by the previous acharyas. Therefore, there is no need for further inquiry or proofs. So this is the point of all the bhakti sadhanas, of all the bhakti practices which you can do. Chanting the holy name is the best. And doing this, you are not alone. The liberated souls in this world and also in the other world, the spiritual world, chant always the holy name, as we have seen from the Bhagavatam, and even the Vedic scriptures who deal with the ultimate truth are worshipping the holy name with an arati. What a beautiful glorification of the holy name, isn't it? I think we can start to understand why Rupa Goswami is really becoming so much praised. So it is also said that those who are fortunate souls, who are blessed by the devotees or the Lord, they start to chant. And I believe we are in this category. We are maybe not liberated souls. We may also not be overcome by all types of material desires. We may not be yet satisfied in ourselves. But I think the best way we can be described is we are very fortunate. We have somehow met a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, and he has somehow blessed us to chant the holy names. There are 14 planetary systems, and all those who are really fortunate, that is, all those who have met the devotees of the Lord, have started to chant the holy name. I'm always saying this to myself when I become discouraged that so little are chanting Hare Krishna, so few are chanting. I'm saying, no. All the fortunate souls, all those who are happy, they chant the holy name wherever they are, in whatever planetary system they are. Have you ever looked as a child outside into the night sky? You have maybe seen planets there, and you have thought, I wonder if there is another child just like me on one of these planets who looks out into the night sky and looks at planet Earth and thinks, is there maybe someone like me who also wonders about life and the existence? And so I like this, looking out into the universe, looking out into the planetary systems and asking the question, where are the fortunate souls? Where are my brothers? Where are my sisters who chant the nectarian holy name? About becoming fortunate, I would like to tell you a story, and then we will sing together the holy name. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked through India, he would constantly chant the holy name. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Lakshama, Krishna, 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 Rakshama, Krishna, 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 Vahima, Krishna, 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 Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama, Krishna, Kesava, Krishna, Kesava, Krishna, Kesava, Pahima, Krishna, Kesava, Krishna, Kesava, Krishna, Kesava, Pahima. Song means Krishna Krishna, oh Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, hey, hey, I'm here, please, hey, hey. And then he prays, please, Rakshamang means please protect me, and Pahimang, please maintain me. When Lord Chaitanya traveled as a sannyasi through the lands, sometimes there were dangers. We hear that sometimes he was on a boat and there were crocodiles around who were looking on the boat and thinking of a meal. So the Lord prayed, Krishna, give me protection. And as he was walking, he became hungry and in need of a place to sleep. So he would turn to Krishna and say, Krishna, please maintain me. Maintain me with food, with a need of place to sleep, and with everything. In this way, he was fully dependent on Krishna. Now one day, he passed a village, and I want to talk about what happened, because we have heard the fortunate souls start to chant. And on the village edge, at the bank of a river, he saw a washerman who had before him a board of wood and who would pang, 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 beat the wood. Have you, in India, you have seen? Maybe also in Serbia, the old women, they take the cloth and beat it, and in this way the dirt comes out. I think you, what is your good name next to Anandini? Taptakanchana Radhika. I think you are in Mayapur, isn't it? And you have seen the simple people at the banks of the Ganga, they fresh, fresh, thresh, thresh. So this was the work of the washerman. Rum, rum, rum. All of a sudden, he saw someone standing next to him. There was a shadow. It was Lord Chaitanya, who was totally absorbed in Krishna and who looked at this washerman. Lord Chaitanya could understand, this man has to thresh the dirty cloth of other people for the rest of his life on this wooden plank. He has no other means of income. He will spend his entire life thresh, 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 thresh. And he felt deep compassion. He said, say Hari Bol. And the washerman didn't even want to look from where the voice came, because he thought, this is a renunciant, a sannyasi. He has come to beg for money. If I look into his face, oops, then I'm already entangled with him and I have to give money. In India, have you been when you are on the train, there will be someone next to you and he will look. And as soon as you look back, he will sit down on your bench, which is already overly filled. And he will sit down and move you a little bit more to the edge of the bench. So you have to avoid looking into the eyes of people who are troublesome for your life, who either want money or who want to sit where you are sitting, and so on. No, this is also for everyone. When you don't want trouble, don't look into someone's eyes who is a troublemaker. So Lord Chaitanya could understand this. Washerman was going trash, trash, trash. He was ignoring Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is said in Lord Chaitanya's avatar, his shakti to show mercy is so much coming from him that he wants to give mercy to everyone, including this washerman who ignored him and who was thrashing his cloth. So the washerman did not even stop for a minute. He continued, thrash, thrash, and didn't look. He again, if I just look or speak, I'm entangled with this man. I think he will soon pass by. But Lord Chaitanya stood there and again said with his very melodious voice, say Hari Bol. The washerman very briskly, now it was too late, he said very briskly, very abruptly, I have nothing to give. I am very poor. There is no money. No money, no money, no money, no money, no money. All I want you to do is say Hari Bol. I'm poor. Please leave me alone. I have a big family. I can't afford to do anything but beating this cloth. Oh, said Lord Chaitanya, if that is all, I can beat the cloth for you and you say Hari Bol. This was an argument. The washerman said, it's okay. Is it all what you want? Just that I say Hari Bol and then you will go? Yes. So he went on and said, Hari Bol. Nothing happened. Thresh, thresh, thresh. Say again, Hari Bol. Thresh, thresh, thresh. Again, said Lord Chaitanya, Hari Bol. Thresh. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. It seems that the holy name started to take on a dynamic of itself, and without making an effort to pronounce the holy name, now by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the holy name freely came from the lips of the washerman. Soon he stood up and started to dance around. Hari, 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 Hari. For a long time. Then noontime arrived, and at noontime, usually the wife of the washerman came with a plate of rice and he ate quickly between of the dirty wash. They did not want to even waste 1 minute time. So he was eating at his working place. And the wife had never seen her husband like this. She first made a joke. Didn't know that you can dance so nicely. But when she looked into the eyes of her husband, she could clearly see that there was something else which he had never seen before. There was great joy and great ecstasy. Her husband, the frustrated washerman, had become a changed man. So she immediately dropped the rice place, bang, and ran to the village and said, "People, something has happened to my husband. I fear he is mad." So the people in the village came and they looked at the washerman. He was dancing, hari hari bol, very elegantly, turning in circles. And they just looked at him and did not want to come closer. Then one courageous man came closer and touched the washerman. He wanted to pacify him. But as he touched the washerman, there was a transferal of energy. And he also started to sing, "Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hari 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 Hari," and many nice melodies, you know. And then he started to look to his friends and embrace the friends. And the friends started to chant Hari Bol. My dear devotees, this is called transferal of Shakti. That's why in Serbia people go to the altars where there are some remains of a saint, and they touch the remains, hoping that some blessing Shakti will come to them. This is why we, as followers of Lord Chaitanya, are very, very enthusiastic to touch, for instance, the sandals on which Lord Chaitanya has gone, or any item like cloth, or his water jug where he transported water. We touch this because we understand the divine energy is residing in things which have been touched by the Lord. No, we every day in bigger temples, you come to the altar and the priest will put on you a silver, it looks like a silver crown. It has the lotus sandals, the sandals on which the Lord has used on it, and it is put on your head for blessings. So imagine that Lord Chaitanya had infused the washerman with energy. The Kripa Shakti was in the washerman. So anyone who touched the washerman, or a person who had touched the washerman, he got the energy. I remember when we were small children, we would go on our island to where the cows were. The cows were fenced in by an electric wire. So we would make a little line, we little boys, and one boy would put his hand on the line, and then the last boy in the line, sometimes it was, you know, it was always a new boy who didn't know what we would do. He would get, "Ah!" And everyone would laugh, "Ha, ha. You are now initiated into our group of little boys," you know, because there was a transferal of electrical power, electrical energy. No? Does any one of you remember a pastime of Lord Chaitanya where someone was very affected by the touch of Lord Chaitanya? I'm sorry? The fishermen, you're right. It was Lord Chaitanya had gone with the devotees to the bank of the ocean, and he had chanted, and in the midst of the ecstasy, he mistook the ocean for the dark-colored Yamuna and jumped into the Yamuna and was carried by the current of the ocean into the open sea. There he came into the net of one fisherman. And the fisherman thought at first, wow, such a nice golden fish. Lord Chaitanya was unconscious, and the fisherman brought in the net and then touched the fish. And immediately he came to the highest state of human consciousness, a vast, vast expanding consciousness of bliss and divine ecstasy. So when the associates of Lord Chaitanya could not find the Lord, because he had jumped in the ocean, they saw all of a sudden a fisherman dancing down the shore of the ocean and chanting, "Hari, Hari!" And Swarup Damodar immediately understood he has been touched by Lord Chaitanya. The divine energy has been infused into the fisherman. So, there were many eyewitnesses who have seen how Lord Chaitanya's transcendental Shakti was transferred to even ordinary people who then started to be divinely empowered. I personally think that one of such individuals is His Holiness Jaipataka Maharaj. Although his body is not in a very healthy situation, he travels, he with great energy he preaches, he's unstoppable because there is an energy working within him which is not dependent on the physical condition of the body. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift to the human society, that anyone who can take shelter at the holy name will be fulfilled with the divine energy. A transference of Shakti will take place. And I wanted to make an exercise with you where you could maybe feel a little bit of that. Are you enthusiastic for this? Do you also feel experience is better than theory, or at least there must be a healthy balance between theory and experience? Some of you feel like this, or is this too revolutionary? No, we are just theologians. Good. So, see, when we speak of obtaining the transcendental energy or transcendental Shakti, we must also speak about how can I receive the transcendental energy. I feel very often this question is not properly asked, because to make an experience there must be a person who is there, the subject. Then there must be the object of an experience, the experience itself. But there must also be a kind of receptibility, an ability to make an experience. I said this morning, a blind man cannot make the experience of a vision. No, a person who is deaf cannot make the experience of sound. So, in the same way, to make an experience of Krishna in the form of His most glorious holy name, who is even chanted in the spiritual world, you must be willing to ready yourself, to make yourself qualified for an experience. And I will do a short little thing. It's, by the way, a lifetime effort. It's not just for 5 minutes. But what we can do here is to make us a little bit more alert than we are usually there, and a little bit more conscious, and also free from distraction. Most of the people are constantly distracted, not only by the mobile phone, but I mean by distracting thoughts. And that is the reason why they have difficulties to experience the chanting of the holy name in a great way. So I see Bhakti Devi a little tired. What to do? How are you? Do you need some energy, physical energy, or no? This is Serbia. Everyone looks at you as if you are a strange being from another planet. Should we talk about sports or something else? Or it's a spiritual life? Is it okay? Are you sleepy or are you awake?
Sleepy.
Good. One honest soul. Let's just energize ourselves. It's a yogic exercise. So you can take your fists like this, stretch them and bring the hands up, breathe in, and then breathe out. Nice stretching. And we want deep breathing, right? Some of you are not breathing. It will just bring a lot of oxygen into your... Now we go faster. With more force, Ananda Gopal, you must, as if you're pulling yourself up, right? It's called traction. Traktionski. And you should smile like Gokrishna. Some of you look so distressed. What is wrong with you? Yaroslav, smile. Don't think, just breathe. Okay, so men play, no, it's not for joking, it's a serious thing. Place the left hand under the navel and the right hand over. Women, take the right hand and then put the left hand over it. Just notice for a while what has happened. When you're ready, close your eyes. And just breathe. A deep inhale and a deep, long exhale. Deep, long exhale. We will now try to chant the holy name with a sense of absorption. We will not follow our thoughts, which may run everywhere, but we will just let the holy name be inside of us. Just focus on the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Everybody again. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Everybody Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna My dear devotees, in this first session, I wanted to just praise the holy name with the words of Rupa Goswami, Srila Vidyabhushana, Srila Baladev Vidyabhushana, whose comment I have taken, and Bhaktivinod Thakur's comment, which I've also taken. But I want to say that unless we start to seriously look into our practice of chanting the holy name, this will remain a theory, a dogma, concepts, religious talk, but not a spiritual experience. So it is my request in this seminar to more and more inspire you to go into the realm of experience. I have written in this regard a book, but I don't have copies with me here that can be ordered. It's called The Living Name. It is a guidebook with many practical examples for chanting with a sense of deep absorption. If you are interested in this type of experience, that might be something you would like to look into. Good. I have come to the end of this, of my explanations. We are good in time, just in time. Let me just see if there are one or two questions which you might like to ask. But I said, no, you're coming for the. Okay, then at this stage, I want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful, day, your first day in the summer camp. We are still just assembling. We are still just coming together. I have no doubt that this will be a very wonderful experience for all of us. I wish you all the best, and Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.